Queen were at number one on the singles chart on this day back in 1976 with the epic Bohemian Rhapsody, which spent 9 weeks on the charts and reached number one again in 1991 for 5 weeks following Freddie Mercury's death, becoming the UK's third best-selling single of all time. Then along came the movie. Here's band members Brian May and Roger Taylor chatting about the movie Bohemian Rhapsody.
What happened over the years was that we realised if we didn't get involved, then somebody else would do it, and then you wouldn't be able to protect Freddie's kind of legacy, and so we got involved, and it's a long journey. It's probably nearly 10 years that we've been to talking to people, getting things ready, trying to get things ready.
I think the film does pay good attention to the fact that Freddie was a real, real great musician. Just gotta get out, just gotta get right out of here.
I don't know why I like it, I just do. Back in 1988, Whitney Houston scored her 6th consecutive number one with her single So Emotional. And birthdays today, Hathaway turns 55. He had this smash hit in 1993. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Yeah. And guitarist and founder of Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page, turns 76 today. The band's 4th album, released in 1971, featuring the song Stairway to Heaven, has racked up 37 million copies. Here he is reflecting on that song.
The idea of Stairway was to have a piece of music, a composition, whereby it would just keep unfolding into more layers and more moods, and actually the whole intensity of the, or subtlety of the intensity, of the overlay of the composition would actually accelerate as it went through on every level, every emotional level, every musical level. And so it just keeps opening up as it continues through its passage. And she's by.